Caroline, Willie, D-Maze, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, and we are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook. Download their app today and use promo code THEGAME. And joining us now is TD Teron Davenport. TD, you are in Chicago for the Titans preseason game on Saturday. What's your evaluation of the two quarterbacks, Malik Willis and Will Levis, and what they did on Saturday?
Well, you know, I like what they did as far as how they rotated them. Mike Vrabel spoke about that, how it helped set them up for a situation where they'll be called into duty as a backup, you know, without, you know, previous notice. I thought that was really good that they did that just as far as rotating series. But as for the quarterbacks themselves, I mean, I think Malik Willis did a really good job in that opening drive. He executed the two-minute period towards the end of the first half as well to get him in position for a field goal. So those were some good things. I'm sure there's some throws that he would like to have back. But, you know, overall, I think he did a good job. And they held on to the ball a little too much. That's something that I will say for sure. Will Levis, you know, he had a couple nice throws where he was able to layer it like he has been working on, and that's something that, you know, needed to be improved, and he showed that on Saturday.
TD is with us. We were kind of throwing this around earlier in the show and wanted to get your thoughts on Will Levis' final two throws of the game. In that second-to-last throw, he got pressured, stepped up in the pocket, had kind of an off-platform throw, just a little bit wide left, and then that final interception to end the game. Obviously wasn't, you know, throws that Will Levis is – you know, thinking about in pride probably today, probably throws that he wished that he could have back. But what did you think of Will Levis in that final drive?
Yeah, that throw to Gavin Holmes on that crosser, that was a touchdown probably. But I think, you know, when you look at what he was able to do, you know, step up in the pocket to avoid the sack and then move to his right a little bit, and he changed the trajectory to be able to kind of like wrap it around the defender that was closing on him. That's a tough throw to make. It's one that if you're going to be a starting quarterback, you have to be able to do. But, you know, I commend him for being able to at least get it off, you know, and that's something that, you know, if he could got that in time ahead of Holmes, that would have been a touchdown. The last one, that was one of those, like, you got no choice, right? You got to get rid of the ball. And he said that he thought someone was coming underneath, like across the middle, and it didn't happen, and it was a mix-up, and that's pretty much it.
We'll talk with Teron Davenport. Now, Teron, you did bring up the guys holding on to the ball a little bit too long, and we discussed that in the first two segments of the show. And I would love to go back to watch the All-22 when it does come out, because on the TV copy, you only get a glimpse of what's going on, so I don't know if they were covered or he just – didn't make the right decisions. What did you see? Because you were there.
Yeah, there were a couple where they were covered, but there was one, Willis had it, and Mason Kinsey was coming open on a deep crosser, and it looked like he saw it, but for whatever reason didn't throw it. But he was coming open, and if he could have just, you know, released it, threw it to that spot where Kinsey was going to, that would have been a completion and not a sack. So that's something. It's going to happen, right? Because you look at these guys, this is their first time in live action, you know, in a while, right? Their first taste of preseason, as opposed to, you know, being able, like today, there was a Ryan Tannehill throw that would have been a sack, but it was a nice pass to Treylon Burks, and everybody's like, oh, that was a good pass, but then it would have been a sack. You know what I mean? So it's so much different, as you know, from practice to a game. So I wouldn't be surprised if that gets better next Saturday, because it gets a part of their, you know, better feel for the game.
Now, what do you think of the offensive line, the first unit? I'm not going to go to the second unit, because those guys, I hope
alone.
We never have to go that far down the depth chart. But to me, and tell me if you agree, TD, to me, the offensive line held up. You know, I think they were better than what I would have expected. But there's still some things they need to work at. I think, you know, the center position, you know, he's going to have to – buckle down really, really strong because he, you know, he was getting pushed back into the Aaron Brewer was getting pushed back into the pocket a few times. So, but beside that, what did you see of that offensive line?
Yeah, that Andrew Billings, man, that is one of the strongest guys in the league, low key. A lot of people don't know that, but yeah, that dude is something. But you're right, they pride themselves on protecting the pocket inside out. That's why their 11th overall pick was a guard. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That they put him to guard. So that is something that has to improve. I think overall they did a good job. I actually asked Mike Vrabel about the offensive line, and he liked the way that they were, you know, working against, you know, the stunts and also, you know, their combo blocks in the run game and those things were solid. So I think when you go back and you look at it, that first drive, I mean, 75 yards, they drove down the field and punched it in for a touchdown, you know, with Malik Willis, a 2-yard run. So I think they did well. I would like to have seen them have another series and, you know, a couple of the guys, they said that they, you know, obviously they're going to go with what the coaches say, but they wouldn't have minded playing a bit longer also and talking to them.
Teron Davenport with us, evaluating the Titans preseason opener in Chicago. Teron, I was really excited to see Elijah Molden healthy and buzzing around out there. He appears to me to be a guy that could really tip the scales a little bit for this defense to have him out there. It's like, you know, we haven't seen him in so long. It's been so long since he's been healthy. I liked how he flashed.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he is a really good option for them, and they like to use some of those three safety looks. So you'll see him on the field with Hooker and Kevin Byard, which is a good thing. That's what we saw before. You know, he had the injury, and when he was playing primarily nickel corner, that versatility is really good that he brings. The thing I like about him the most, obviously the run support, but I think he's a talented blitzer. You know, he has a way of being able to time the snap and get that good jump and get in there and get some pressure. They blitzed him a couple times against the Bears, and that's going to be something to watch. And if you remember a couple years ago, 2019, Dean Pease with Logan Ryan, he was blitzing him all the time. I think Ryan had, four sacks or something along those lines. So that's excellent production out of your secondary, and that's what I think Elijah Molden could do.
How do you think they arrived at who played and who did it on defense? You know, we just talked about the starting offensive line had a really nice drive. They took him out, and they called it a day. We didn't hardly see any of the starters on defense play at all. Why do you think that was?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think they, for the most part, like, hey, you're a starter, you're not playing. Now, obviously, you have that position, that inside backer, next to Azeez Al-Shaair, and Monty Rice, he played 7 snaps. Now, Rice wasn't at practice today, so I don't know if there was something to that. You know, I guess we'll see. Jack Gibbons, I think, played 14 or so snaps. But it was all about Chance Campbell. You know, he got a lot of reps there. So I think it's like for a guy like Campbell who was out so long last year, I mean, if you remember, he pretty much spent the year on IR, you know. So getting him those live, actually being able to chase, pursue, and hit was a good thing for him. So I think, you know, there's certain guys that they wanted to make sure got the work, and are guys that, whether they're, you know, new to the team, Eric Garrer had a nice showing. So I think it was just more or less just no starters, except for, you know, where there's an intense battle there at an inside backer.
It's always tricky to get real perspective on a guy's performance, good or bad. But Tajay Spears looked really good on that drive. So how did you evaluate what we saw from him in that flash?
Yeah, I think he did look good, and he showed acceleration. He had that one run to the right there that was a pretty good gain, and then he got a stiff arm in there too. So showed you know, some of the things they're doing with helmet on the stick are transferring to the field from practice. So that's a good thing. But I think Spears, you know, seeing him out of the backfield as a receiver option, just even lining up wide, like when they went in empty, I think that's just a testament to how well he's come along, bringing the playbook down and knowing it inside out to the point where he's used in the passing game.
Teron Davenport is with us. TD, how much were you able to get a feel, if at all, for this new Tim Kelly offense yesterday, or Saturday, rather?
Yeah, I couldn't really get a feel for it because obviously they're just trying different things and trying to go with different looks. It's tough to get a feel also with that offensive line playing the way that they did.
Woof.
You know, a lot of your plays that might be a little more long developing, they weren't happening. You know, Terrell Lewis, who the Bears got from the Rams, he was having his way, and the other guy was a 93. I forget his name, but man, those guys were getting busy. So you couldn't really see or get a feel because of the struggles up front.
And speaking of the struggles up front, one player that I was not impressed with that was a little bit concerning to me was Nicholas Petit-Frere. He's playing with a third-team offensive line, but also going up against a third-team defense, he got worked a good bit. I'm a little bit concerned about that, TD.
Yeah, he didn't have a good showing, and that's something to be concerned about. I think he's in an awkward position, man, because you're not getting as many reps working with the third team, and obviously the suspension is looming, and so it's just like it's a very awkward position for him. But that's still not an excuse for what we saw on Saturday, and he's going to have to get better and make the most of these snaps that he's getting, right? Because he's going to want to come back in and be the starter, and if that offensive line, if Chris Hubbard or whoever is there at right tackle, if things are going well, I don't see a reason to just automatically switch back to Petit-Frere and have that whole chemistry disrupted.
Now, TD, also the running back position. No Derrick Henry, obviously, but Tajay Spears did pretty good. Julius Chestnut also. Hassan Haskins, yes, he did score a touchdown, but if I had to rank these running backs right now, based off of what I've seen, Hassan Haskins may be the odd man out. Now, he does do their returning, some of their returning on kickoff return, but he's going to have to really do something or show something this year to make this squad.
Yeah, and I think his biggest ticket onto the roster is what he does in coverage, mm-hmm. right? Because he led the team in special team tackles. So that's something. And as a fourth running back, you better be able to bring a big advantage to the special teams unit. So, I mean, you're right. He's in danger of not making the roster. And I think, you know, because you mentioned those guys, and Jonathan Ward, you got to put him in there too, right? And he actually, Mike Vrabel pointed it out, how he was able to, you know, force a holding call that had one of the returns pushed back even further. And it was good field position for the defense, you know, going out there and having the Bears offense pinned back some. So, I mean, it's a crowded backfield. And Ward is a guy that they'll use in a similar way to Spears. So it's going to be tough, man, just seeing how everything is in front of them. Five guys, and, I mean, at a max, they're going to keep four.
Last one for you, TD. I didn't think I was going to like how they used the quarterbacks, you know, series after series after series. But after watching it and hearing Mike Vrabel's explanation for it, I actually really did like how they alternated series. How do you think that they should approach the quarterback position against the Vikings this weekend?
I think they should do the same thing. Honestly, I asked Mike Vrabel if that was something that a lot of teams do. And naturally, you know, he went towards the, well, it worked for us, and that's what we did.
Classic.
But it's not something that you see a whole lot, especially for a whole game. So that was interesting to me. I think they should continue to do it, and that will allow both guys to get time with the better units, right? You know, first team, second team, et cetera. So that'll help as well to try to balance it out. So I think 100% they need to continue to do it that way.
TD, you're the best. Appreciate you. Enjoy the week. We'll chat with you soon.
For sure. Appreciate you. Take care.
All right. Thanks, TD. We'll react to what TD had to say coming up next. Plus, we finally have to get to it. We have to address the offensive line. And we will do that coming up next. Caroline Willie D-Mace is brought to you by Zen Sports. Join cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. 1025-1063 The Game.